Maranatha. Maranatha, beloved, means the Lord cometh. And that's what the song we've just heard about is concerning the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again, and I hope you know him and are ready to meet him. Well, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you have joined us for a few moments of fellowship together around the truth of the eternal God. Oh, how richly blessed we are to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to have the privilege of having His Word to look into and to watch the Holy Spirit of God unlock and open up to us truths from God's Word. And that's why it's such a joy, such a privilege, such a blessing to study God's Word together and to watch the Holy Spirit bring to mind truths that we've not seen or thought of and see Him revealing the truth of the Word of God. We're in the Gospel of John. We're studying, remember, new birth blessings. Some of the blessings that become ours through believing in the Lord Jesus and accepting Him as our Savior. And we've been studying about eternal life, and now we're studying about the Trinity, how that God reveals Himself to man, how that God is one. And this is a marvelous truth, that God is one. And yet He reveals Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And this is an amazing and wonderful truth. Each one, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're united in thought, they're united in action, they're united in what they're doing. They're working together in perfect harmony and perfect unity, in oneness, beloved. And again, a poor illustration of the Trinity is water. Water is an illustration of the Trinity. For water is manifested as liquid, which we're all familiar with and have to have in order to live. Water is also revealed to us as vapor, which is what the beautiful clouds are that float through the heavens. That's water vapor. That's water up there in the form of vapor. And that water condenses and falls to the earth in the form of rain. It turns to liquid as those tiny particles of water come together and fall to the earth as rain, or as snow, or as hail, or grapple. Sometimes it's a little miniature particles of ice that we call grapple here in southwestern Colorado. And so we see that the water is in two forms, and the third form is solid. It becomes solid when it freezes. Water becomes slick and solid and can be used in all forms, like in cold drinks. We use ice in cold drinks. That's a form of water that is liquid, and it makes the drink cold as it melts in the glass. And so water takes on three forms. Thus we see that God is eternal God, and yet He's revealed to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord Jesus is talking to God the Father here in John chapter 17, where we presently are studying. And He's been talking to the Father about His disciples. But not only is He talking to them about the disciples, as we're going to see as we read this prayer, we're going to see that He's also talking to the Father about you and me. He's talking to the Father about us, and He loves us, and He was praying for us as He was getting ready to give His life, that we might be cleansed from sin and be given life eternal. And so the Lord Jesus says here, in beginning with verse 3 of John 12, or John 17, and this is life eternal, that they, and you can put your name there. I could put my name there, that Bob Griggs might know thee, the only true God, speaking of God the Father, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And so we see God the Father and God the Son. And both of them are united. Both of them are one. And then again, let's pick up with verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men, unto we who are believers, which thou gavest me out of the world. And we were given to the Lord out of the world, just as the disciples were given to the Lord Jesus by God the Father. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they, and you can put your name there, Bob Griggs, has known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. And this we know, as we know the Lord Jesus, we know that everything the Father has, he's given to the Son, and the Lord Jesus has given to us. And, oh, beloved, how rich we are when we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Now again, we can put our names there where he's speaking of the disciples. For I have given unto Bob Griggs the words which thou gavest me. And Bob Griggs has received them, and has known surely that I came out from thee. And Bob Griggs has believed that thou didst send me. You see, beloved, we can put our name in there too, because the Lord Jesus is praying for us. I pray for them. There it is. I pray for them. I pray for Bob Griggs. I pray for whatever your name is. The Lord Jesus prayed for us. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And so Jesus prayed for me, and he prayed for you, beloved. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to God the Father. I belong to God the Father. I belong to Jesus Christ. And so I'm his, and he's mine, and Christ is seeking to be glorified in and through Bob Griggs, and in and through your life as a child of God. Verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. You see, beloved, God wants unity among believers. God wants harmony among believers. He doesn't want we believers fighting one another and disputing with one another and finding fault with one another. He wants us to love one another. Remember, we've read previously, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. So God doesn't want us fighting with one another. He wants us loving one another. He wants us supporting one another. He wants us encouraging and helping one another. And so he says that they may be one as we are one. And so the Lord Jesus has given us that desire that we might be united with him. Holy Father, keep through thy name those, Bob Griggs, whom thou hast given me, that they, Bob Griggs, may be one as we are one. Remember, every time he's speaking about the they and them and those, he's speaking about you and I also, beloved, because we would become a part of the family of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
And so, beginning with verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now again, he's talking about the disciples here. And he says, while I was with the disciples in the world, I kept the disciples in thy name. Those, the disciples that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but Judas, who was the son of perdition, who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13, and now come I to thee, because Jesus was going to go to God the Father. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And so, beloved, the Lord wants you and I to have his joy fulfilled in us. Verse 14, I have given them thy word. And this is what we're reading. We're reading the word that God the Son gave to us through the Holy Spirit of God. God's Trinity. Oh, beloved, how beautiful is this wonderful truth, the oneness of Almighty God. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. If you're a child of God, the world hates you. The world system looks at you as an enemy. The world system's uncomfortable when you're around. Maybe you work on a job and you bear testimony for Jesus and you don't compromise with the things that the rest of the people in the office are doing. And you're a little different and you stand out and they talk about you behind their back. They make fun of you. They ridicule you because you're different, because you have Jesus and they don't have him. But, beloved, you're bearing a testimony for him. I remember when I was in high school, I was bearing a testimony for the Lord Jesus, and there was a young man that used to make fun of me. He used to ridicule me in front of the other students. But when he graduated, he came to me and he said, you know, Bob, said, I admire you for your testimony and your faith in Christ. He said, I'm a Christian too, but said, I was ashamed to let the kids know it. And he said, that's why I made so much fun of you. But you see, beloved, he knew that I was doing the right thing by standing up for the Lord Jesus. Whether he truly was born again, I don't know. But the Lord knows his heart. But the fact is, the world's going to make fun of us if we stay true to Jesus. But he will be our help. Till next time, goodbye.